Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Back with you here on a Wednesday. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. You guys can watch us live there each and every day. Get involved in the chat. You can also check out Joe Rose now streaming live and Hockman and Crowder. We've got everybody on board now. Hockman and Crowder and Solana now. Streaming live.
You're welcome.
Censored. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah,
You're welcome.
We were the guinea pigs a long time ago.
Dude, we were not only the guinea pigs, we were the scientists, all right? We were performing our own experiments.
Yep.
So good to have everybody aboard and appreciate you guys joining us. Also streaming on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn in your ears. And, of course, great to be with you here on the FM dial, which, by the way, I was driving up this week to Orlando, Leroy. I was getting us in like St. Lucie. I'm still hearing us, still hanging on, still hearing us. Then we turned into Latin music.
Eventually, when you're driving, it's a quick change.
It is. It's a quick change.
You go to a commercial, you come back, and you're like, "Whoa!"
It went from bad takes to Bad Bunny like that.
What are you trying to say?
What?
We had bad takes
sometimes.
Really?
What? I said us. Your takes are always spot on. Let me ask you this, dude. Get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. You're heading off to your friends at the Mistake by the Lake today?
No.
Oh, not today?
Not today.
Well, big news for you guys today. Joe Flacco. Sit your ass down.
What, dude?
Dylan Gabriel is going to get the start this week.
Let me explain something to you. Did I not tell you this before the season started?
It felt bad for Joe. You know, I thought he was going to get a little bit more run.
He's 40. Here's what happens with Joe Flacco. The same thing that happens with Jameis Winston. They give you 3-4 weeks and you're like, oh, we got one. We got good Joe. Then you don't. I mean, Jameis Winston throw for 400 3 weeks in a row and then throw for 120 the next four consecutive weeks. And you're like, what the hell just happened?
Going to be interesting. That is they're taking on the Vikings this week. That's the London game. Living all day in London.
I was actually supposed to go.
I know that rat bastard.
Yeah.
Got a Peaky Blinder running this scheme over here.
I don't know.
You know what? You don't want to go anyway, dude. They're mugging people on the other across the pond, apparently.
Oh, listen, I've been doing push-ups and sit-ups, and I'm like, listen, you're going to come take my money. You better bring a lunch.
I was starting to watch this show on Netflix, House of Guinness. Has Big Spoon gotten into this House of Guinness? I feel like she always watches the latest stuff.
I don't know. Because here's the worst thing about even trying to watch a show with my wife. Hey, what you watching? Don't know. Don't ask me about it. I'm watching it now, too.
You watch this house? You seen House of Guinness, Brittany? You got that Netflix?
No, I have not seen it.
Well, it's about, not surprisingly, the rise of Guinness and them expanding in America, right? But, there's a lot of shenanigans along the way, as there usually is with one of these Irish shows. But do you know who's on the show that I was like, why is this guy bugging me out? Like, I was trying to depict because there's this guy. He was a real, I mean, he sounded like a real leprechaun dude, right? Like Conor McGregor, but with marbles in his mouth. And I'm like, who is that? He's like, take the Guinness over there. And I'm like, who is that? Oh, that's Joffrey. I didn't know that guy was still acting. Remember King Joffrey?
Okay, yeah,
from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He looks weird. He looks weird. How did that little kid end up looking like that is crazy.
I'm like, this dude looks like a leprechaun.
Right.
Like a legit leprechaun. Crazy. Anyway. That was that's House of Guinness. Check that out. But yes, Dylan Gabriel is going to get the start, and we'll see how he does. And,
Dave South is at it again.
What do you say?
Leroy even wants his robbers to bring him a sandwich. That's right. Hey, if they pack a lunch, I'm gonna be Daz and take the lunch. Role reversal. My thing is, listen. If ever I got in a fight with a group of guys, I'd be like this. I may get my butt whooped, but one of y'all coming with me. I don't know which one, but all y'all ain't going to make it out of here. So if y'all can deal with that, come get some.
Well, the Bangers and Mash Bowl between the Browns and Vikings is 9:30 with Dylan Gabriel starting. Minnesota's a 3.5-point favorite. Are they getting McCarthy back anytime soon?
I think one more week.
One more week with them out?
He could be out this week. He could be in this week, but I think it's one more week.
Let's see. Yeah, he's doubtful. Doubtful for this week.
Yeah, one more week.
Oh, Van Ginkle's out this week. No.
They've been struggling a little bit too.
Yeah, they're 2-2. So we'll see what they got. Flo does do good against rookie quarterbacks usually. So we'll see what he's got for old Dylan Gabriel in this matchup. But it is interesting, Leroy. This has been pointed out. It's not my my original take, but this you got the Browns, they're turning into a rookie. Cooper Rush is now starting for the Ravens for at least a few weeks, it seems like.
Yeah.
And we already know.
What are you gonna do? You can't have Lamar on a bum hammy.
Nope.
That's part of his game.
And then you got Joe Burrow, of course, out probably for the season. Damn Aaron Rodgers. He looks like he may have peaked his way into a division title with this NFC North, which looked like a juggernaut. Everybody's like, hey, that's going to be – like, is this not football to the finest? This looks like a juggernaut division.
Yeah.
And this rat bastard looks like he has set himself up pretty to ride this thing to the playoffs.
And you know what's crazy? The narrative on this is not going to be all the injuries in the division. The narrative is going to be Aaron still got it.
Still got it.
You know what I mean? It's a weird – it's a weird, depending on who it is, depends on how we tell the story, right? Because, yeah.
They got a bye. We got bye weeks already. They're on a bye this week.
Good this God. Is week five.
Week five, we're already on byes. Yeah,
you got two byes this week, don't you? This year.
Do you? There's not 18 games. I think that's still an 18-game start.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we had two byes.
Falcons, Bears, Packers, Steelers on a bye this week. Monday Night Football, you got Chiefs and Jags. Sunday Night Football, Pats and Bills.
Ooh. Buffalo Bills, they just nicknamed them Primetime.
They're just creaming everybody.
Right.
Just rolling over.
Well, no, they play in every primetime game. Like Thursday, mm-hmm. Sunday, Monday.
Not a ton of great games this week, though.
No.
Especially with all the everybody getting hurt.
Well, the
tomorrow's decent.
It's hard to tell the story to NFL and not include all this stuff, but when it's all said and done, when you get a champion, nobody's going to care. Right? And that's the thing. My biggest issue is we complaining about how quarterbacks look, and we probably got 5 or 6 quarterbacks that are under 6 feet. In the league.
Yeah, you got Kyler. We're going to have two of them this week.
Yep.
With Bryce and Tua. Dylan Gabriel.
Russ is not. Okay. Not Russ. Who else? You got Kyler. You got
Baker.
I
don't know how tall Jake Browning is. I'm sorry.
Nobody knows.
I don't even know what he looks like.
When they talk about, players looking the part, Rattler.
Is Rattler under 6 foot?
Yeah, he's not very tall. When they talk about looking the part, it's amazing how we've gotten away from that at only one position. Right? Because even when A-Chan came out, well, he's tiny, he's small. They didn't even care how he played. Right? That's what they said about him.
He's so good.
Same thing with Cook in Buffalo. He's not the biggest of guys, right?
I think didn't Maurice Jones-Drew ranked Devon Achane the 28th best running back coming in this year? This dude is such a dog. He's been so good. Which I find crazy because I know like Maurice Jones-Drew had like quads the size of Cadillacs, but still he was a small running back.
Well, no, he was. Here's the kicker. 5'8", 205, 210.
Moose.
He's built like a 4x4. He is.
He is. I know. I remember.
Right.
I know.
So it's like trying to, like in those situations, there's a couple of guys that I remember playing. It was like tackling a beach ball. You can't really get a good grip on them, you know, a fire hydrant. There you go, Timbo.
Crazy.
So yeah, but we've like deviated from that aspect of football, right? Because people want a quarterback so bad that they have eaten that one rule that now we will accept a quarterback who doesn't look the part and then complain when his balls get batted and then complain when, you know, he has to throw balls a certain way because he can't see over the offensive lineman. So, like, make up your mind.
We'll take a break here on the program. You guys can get us on the chat on YouTube and Twitch. We'll take a break back after this.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. As we take you guys up until 2 here on the show, we get to the mixed bag a little bit later on here in the show. We got Rats Off a Ship coming up next hour as we play that every single Wednesday. And also want to let you guys know that Sports Talk on WQAM, that's our radio station, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The Dolphins, they'll be taking on the Carolina Panthers. Game Day Uncensored will come your way at 9 a.m. this week, getting you ready for Finns and Panthers. And been having a lot of Carolina matchups. We've been having the Florida Panthers take on the Hurricanes, basically. Last night they played Tampa in Orlando, I think. Yeah, I guess that. Yeah, they did it in Orlando.
They did it where the Magic play.
I think so, yeah. Whatever their team is, I think it's the Sun Bears or something like that is their hockey team.
Right.
So they had a little game ski there. As the cat, dude, Leroy, next Tuesday, dude, Cats are back, baby.
I know
the it's Cats are back long, next Tuesday.
Are you thinking like I am and say let's just play Panther hockey and just weather the storm? Here's the problem. We shouldn't think this way because this team has 4 guys on the team that have been number ones somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And they came here and started playing a role.
Right.
So if you have to take one of those guys, because you got 2 of them missing now, you got Barkey and you got Kachuk.
Mm-hmm.
If you take one of those other guys and move them to it's not going to be as good, but they have been stars on other teams. So I think it's not going to be as bad during the regular season. I think where you will especially miss Barkey is when you get to the playoffs.
100%. Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth, for
so
sure.
So from that standpoint, I'm not worried about the regular season, but I want them to build on something so that at least they find a way to compensate for that loss so that when they get into these tough, physical playoff series, that they they know by then how to handle it.
Look, they have three major injuries that they got to overcome. And that, you know, is any team as equipped to do it than the Panthers? Probably not. They, right. But I think the trickier thing they got to decide is, you know, what, and I don't know what the right answer to this is, when you have the cap finagling rules aren't what they used to be. You know, you couldn't just, you can't just do the, hey, we get a $10 million player and then Barkey comes back. The new rules deem, like, if you want to use the whole kit and caboodle, you got to rule him out for the season. Like, not even the playoffs, he can't come back. If you want to use a $10
million. Well, he's out for the year.
They're saying 7 to 9 months. Like, it's that, you know,
seven
so
to
like.
7 to 9 months, though. Dude, that's, you want to bring him back.
Right into the playoffs.
In the middle of the playoffs?
He's Barkey.
It doesn't, dude. Like, you're talking about a knee.
Mm-hmm.
On skates,
mm-hmm.
right? Like a slip or bad ice or something like that, you're back to where you started. And I'm not like 7 to 9 months. Does that mean 100% 7 to 9 months?
I don't know what
that
means.
You see what I'm saying?
And hockey's vague.
Right.
You know, like hockey's just intentionally vague. So I think that it's like they could use it. I think it's like 3.8 million. And then, or they get the whole $10 million slot if he's definitely not coming back.
It depends. Now, I would say this. Here's how you have to do it. It depends on who you get.
Right.
You see what I mean? Is it worth, if you get a really good player?
Well, right? There's talk, are the Panthers going to go snoop around the Penguins and get one of their dudes, either Crosby or Malkin?
Really?
I mean, look. Both old as hell. I mean, they've, you know, it's very established champions. I mean, like when the Penguins are in their heyday, but.
And they're offensive guys, right? So.
I don't know what Bill Zito's going to do.
No, you know, Bill Zito's. Those are two offensive guys. Mm-hmm. You're still, what about that other portion, the main portion of Barkey that we all love the during the playoffs? Is the defense. So is it worth it, even though it sounds great? We got a lot of scoring. But where Barkey makes his biggest, you know, impact is actually on the other end. So signing a guy who can score and giving up that defensive area of what Barkey does that make you better or a little bit worse?
Yeah, unless we're just going to see Rhino really shine, because Reinhardt's good at that too. Like he's runner up in the Selke every year.
Right.
We'll see, dude. I mean, look, I'm just excited that they're back. Dade South says Roy Bellamy would lose his mind if they got Crosby. Roy hates Sidney Crosby.
Really?
He's a whiner, you know.
I mean, like.
And not like a Kachuk pain in the. Like, he's like Luka. Like, he's just like, don't touch me. I'm the greatest thing on ice, you know?
Well, he's like Edmonton.
Right. Everybody. Oh, dude, I can't wait for that series that's coming out. I cannot wait, because I think Corey Perry like loses his mind in the middle of the Stanley Cup, because Corey Perry's been on, I think he's been on four losing Stanley Cup teams.
Jeez.
And he's old, and the older cranky. Yeah. But he like apparently loses his mind during the middle of the Stanley Cup. I think after the Panthers go to them in all those fights.
Right.
Where Jonah Gadjevich was like just smiling like a maniac.
It's like there's nothing more discouraging when you're getting a fight with somebody and you're going all out and you look on the other side and the guy's smiling.
You know, too, like how many times in every series are they going into this thing being like, don't do the thing where we make the Panthers go Panthers. Don't goad them into fights, but they can't help it.
Well, because they think here, let's be realistic about sports, right? Some of what the Panthers do is they make other teams play outside of their element, because they're going into the game and here's what they hear constantly. Panthers are one of the most physical teams. Panthers get after it. Panthers are cool playing a 1-0 game. And then you immediately thinking when you're on the other side, I can play like that too. That's the whole point of it. That's right. Where they want you to go. They want you to think about, let me try to be more physical than the Panthers and not play your game. And that's what happens over and over again, that you have guys who don't normally fight that are now getting in fights and getting penalties. And that means, guess what? The Panthers win. Now, the one thing that's scary about Edmonton, Edmonton's much better than the Panthers were in 4-on-4. So when they got in those fights and both guys got penalty minutes, I was a little worried.
Sure. They really thumped them in that series, though. I don't know. And it's going to be, I mean, like the entire, this is going to be an interesting year for them, because the entire year for Edmonton is simply going to be, is McDavid staying? And it very much sounds like he's open to leaving. Right. So I don't know. And I don't know. Like, I don't think the Panthers are going to be able to afford him. I think he's probably going to end up in Vegas or Tampa, but you know, it's like, this is probably their last run at it too. Speaking of the old, familiar with Vic Fangio? Don't look at me like that, Brittany. Sometimes there's segues. It's radio. Familiar with Vic Fangio?
Yours are always like, when you say it, you're like, I think I know where he's going, but it could be off. Like, oh, by the way, I was watching TV last night, and that's how you start. We don't know.
We were talking. Well, I just want to say, because we were talking about this yesterday, right? With the kicks, because Nick Folk kicked like a 60-yarder, and we're like, "Hey, man, that's suspicious."
Right.
Well, Vic Fangio, Fangs, the old man's antennas are up. All right, and he smells a rat when it comes to these kicking balls that are going around, and Fangs wants answers.
These kicking balls that they changed this year have drastically changed the kicking game. Field goals in particular. So it's almost like they need an asterisk here, like it was the live ball error or the asterisk for those home runs Bonds and Sosa and McGuire were hitting. You know, the way they've changed the ball, the NFL, the kicking ball, has drastically changed the field goals.
Is the shape different?
No. The
oh my goodness,
kicking balls, you can ask Clay about it when he gets in here. But in years past, the officials would rub them down, or other people would rub them down, and you
That's
play
not
with
true.
Them. Now the balls are in-house all week, and they kick those balls that they've had, and nobody else touches them.
They've done that.
The guy in Dallas is going to hit a 70-plus yarder this year. You can just book it.
No.
That's not true. That is 100% inaccurate.
Do tell.
They have always, the kicking balls for years, the kickers have gotten the balls. You can treat those balls. I told you how they treat them. They scruff all the wax off of them because they come all nice and shiny. They scrub the wax off of them. They submerge them in water and pump them up to overinflate them. Then they dry them off and stretch that leather out so that you ever notice when you see a kicker kick it off, he mashes the ball and it looks real soft.
Yes.
That's why. Because those balls have been treated.
Well, let me ask you this. Do they have to, in passers, do they have to approve them? Like, for example, I know in boxing, you get to have a certain amount of gloves. The commission has to approve them, and then you have to pick a glove from
that.
Approve. So like,
yeah, no,
does the ref have
bag,
to go in?
It's a bag of balls. It's like the kicking balls. You have like a bag of like 12 balls, and they inspect the balls, make sure everything is okay or whatever. And then you play with them during the course of a game. If you notice, a kicking ball has a K on it in the corner, they write a K on it because those balls have been treated differently than all the other balls. Now the regular footballs, or those are the balls he's talking about. They show up brand new balls, right? They're not treated or anything like that. That's why sometimes when it gets really cold, the wax on the ball makes the ball slippery. Right? So, like, yeah, no, he's 100% wrong.
I don't know,
They've
dude.
Always been, dude, I'll take it. Wait, before yesterday.
Right.
Before we even talked about what Vic Fangio had to say, what did I explain?
No, you said that they'll throw him in the dryer and things like that. But is something like this? Okay, so this is something that has been done.
Let me explain something to you. It's Nick Folk's problem, right? Because he ain't bodied by Jake. All these other guys look fit.
Right.
And he goes out there breathing heavy and kick from 60. Then we got questions.
No, but that's what I thought. Like, I was like, oh, we're just breeding different kickers. But when the old man is kicking ball, like
his career high at 40.
Fangio's got a point. Fangio's like, he's got to have something like, hey, is there something that's changed with the balls? Like, even are they pumping helium in them? Like, what the hell's going on?
Helium doesn't affect.
Oh, no, dude. Didn't Ray Guy do that? Wasn't that a thing?
No, Ray Guy had a horse leg.
Didn't they say that he put helium in the balls? I swear that's a story, Brittany. I swear to God that's a story. He's looking at me like I'm an idiot, but I swear that's an urban legend. I'm looking it up right now.
Like,
I just don't think that would even work, right?
No, it wouldn't. Can I just ask you a question?
What? Tobin? Yeah.
Why do you go out of your way to make us both look like we've never been around the game?
That's a famous urban legend. No.
Wait, if you put helium in a football or a basketball, what do you think is going to happen?
Nothing. I mean, it's heavy, right?
Correct.
Here it is. AI review. I've just the first thing, first of all, when you type in Ray Guy on Google, the next word that comes up is helium. Okay. The rumor about Hall of Fame punter Ray Guy using helium-filled footballs was widely circulated from an accusation in 1977 by Houston Oilers coach Bum Phillips.
Bum Phillips is a thick Fangio all over again. That guy used to say all kind of crazy crap. Are you kidding me? The go-to guy, you can't pick the crazy. Go look at some of Bum Phillips' comments. He was a Looney Tunes.
Kind of scared too. Okay.
Looney Tunes.
The accusation. After a 1977 game, Houston Oilers coach Bum Phillips accused Oakland Raiders of using helium in their footballs to give Ray Guy an advantage with his high hang time punts. The Oilers retrieved one of Guy's footballs and sent it to a lab at Rice University for analysis. But the lab test found that the football was filled with ordinary air, debunking the helium claim.
Thank you. So you had a Looney Tunes making a comment, and you ran with it 40 years later? 50 years!
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Because somebody accused somebody, he's too good. He must have helium in it. First of all, what kind of jackass would even suggest that, knowing that helium is not going to do anything to a football?
Dude, it was the 70s.
He doesn't know. Exactly. Will you just admit, now that I've read it, it does sound kind of crazy?
Right? They called him Bum. They called him Bum Phillips for a reason.
No, so listen. So here's what I remember about Bum Phillips growing up. Right? Bum Phillips, they went to the playoffs one year, and I think they went to the championship game when he was with Houston or with the Saints. And then he coached for the Saints for a minute. And his was his postseason comments. This year, we banged on the door. Next year, we're going to knock that some bitch down.
That is a quote. That's the first thing that comes.
Yes. Dude, everybody thought that guy was Looney Tunes. And his son was the opposite.
Do you want to hear? His son is Wade Phillips?
Yes. Never even. I don't even know what Wade Phillips sounds like.
Do you want some famous Bum Phillips quotes?
Bum Phillips used to wear the cowboy hat.
Old Stetson.
Yes. Dude. Looney Tunes. What are you talking about?
These are the best quotes from Bum Phillips, according to On.
Yes. That's, he was a caricature. What are you talking about? And you. Without knowing this, you take something that you didn't even know the man said. Didn't Ray Guy use the helium? What are we doing?
These are number one. There's two kinds of coaches. Them that's fired and them that's going to be fired.
Yes, I'm telling you. Keep going. I'm telling you, this guy was a piece of work. It was must-see TV to get some kind of entertainment out of a team that wasn't playing well.
Bum Phillips also said, the harder we played, the behinder we got.
I'm telling you. Were you want to talk about a man's man, right?
Bum Phillips said, Mama always said that if you can't rain on you, you're indoors.
I'm telling you. Wait, just imagine the people listening to Mike McDaniel if they had to listen to that too.
Dallas Cowboys may be America's team, but the Houston Oilers are Texas's team. That's good. I like that.
Then he went from Houston to New Orleans, right?
I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken. Dude, I'm telling you.
What a hat.
You said Bump Phillips said? Oh, no.
He was the Saints head coach from 81 to 85.
Yes. Yes. I think 81 to 85, and then they fired him and then went 10-0.
Dave Salas says, why does he sound like Zach Sealer?
Because that's how, dude, he wore a cowboy hat and he talked and everybody was like, wow. And Tobin, 50 years later, is now quoting Bum Phillips. Do you realize who you're quoting? Think about that. Then wait, you read some of these quotes and then say, oh yeah, did Ray Guy use helium? Now I tell you who said it. Are you believing it now? You see what I'm saying? Oh my goodness.
He said, quote, you fail all the time, but you aren't a failure until you start blaming someone else.
Just what? I'm telling, yes! Yes! That's bumper. Are you with me yet? Do you understand now?
I don't mind people thinking I'm stupid, but I don't want to give them any proof. Flip is he saying?
I'm telling you, like, Bum Phillips was a piece of work. It was muscle. You think, you know, when you hear they show the thing, playoffs, right? That was just this much of Bum Phillips' repertoire. That dude has some sayings.
He says, if I drop dead tomorrow, at least I know I died in good health.
There you go. Thank you. Welcome to the Bum Phillips experience. Oh my goodness.
He said once, I don't know if I like this. I'm not gonna say this quote because I don't know. I don't know what Bum Phillips is, if he had any controversy in his past. I don't know. He once said on Warren Moon, that boy could throw a football through a car wash and not get it wet.
Is that his way of saying he had a hose? Keep in mind, look, wait, you want to know what's interesting about Warren Moon? One of the reasons why he didn't get drafted and had to go to the Canadian Football League, because they said he was too short.
Jeez.
Think about that and think about where we are now. But Warren Moon, when I was in Minnesota, that dude threw the prettiest football I have ever seen till this day. You know how sometimes quarterbacks throw balls and it wobbles a little bit? He never threw a ball that wobbled.
I can't believe ever. I can't believe these are real quotes.
Yes! Do you believe me now?
Look, all right, dude, but Vic Fangio, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
So... Vic Fangio is like, he's like, we need to check these footballs. Like
he did warn us about Cam Smith. He was on point on that. Yeah,
everybody is getting bigger, stronger, and better at their craft. Quarterbacks, running backs, D linemen are like, you got D linemen running 4.5s now, brush ins, right? But the kicker can't. The kicker is only supposed to be able to make a 50-yarder and throughout the history of the game. And keep in mind, a lot more of these kickers are playing soccer, and a lot more of these kickers are not coming from necessarily a background of kicking. Look at all the punters.
Well,
you are, dude, I'm telling you.
We'll take a break. Mixed bag is next.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch and on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. You guys get the Tobin and Leroy podcast. All of our Miami Heat Media Day interviews are there for you guys. We will bring you Bam Adebayo later on today's show. If you guys missed that, Bam. Man, we could have gone with Bam for an hour, honestly.
Yeah.
We could have gone with Bam for an hour. He was hobnobbing. I mean, he had a busy schedule, but man, I feel like Leroy and Bam need a reality show together. I really do. I mean, those two nonstop chatter off.
It's funny because when I walked in the hallway and saw him, he said, "Oh, here we go."
Dade South points out in the chat, but yep, there is news from Miami Heat camp. Terry Rozier strained a hammy. He did not practice today.
Yeah, like man, sometimes in life you get on the wrong side of it and there ain't nothing you could do right. You know what I mean? I would imagine Terry said this offseason, I'm gonna work my ass off. I'm gonna show these guys what I can do.
Right? He apparently lost like 10 to 12 pounds, Bo said.
That's that stress. Let's go. Come on now. Like I ain't gonna even try to put it on a whole bunch of stuff. That stress get you. You know, I just want, listen, we all have seen him play.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that he has had moments with the Heat where he went on the floor and he was that dog.
Right.
And I don't know what happened. I don't know why. We know he has it in him. And I hope that he could get back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
But with everything else going on, you have to wonder as a human, because he's a human first. He's a man first. His job and what he does is after that fact. I don't know how much it's affecting him, right? Because I'm more than sure his lawyers are telling him one thing, like, hey, man, just go relax and play. You don't have to worry about this. You're good. But then having to answer questions all the time or having people mumble about it around you all the time doesn't help. So I hope that he can get back to play, even if it's not with the Heat, right? That dude ain't did nothing wrong to me. He always been cool, right? We had fun talking to him. Seems like a good dude. So I want him to be able to get back at least before his career is over with and have one of those years where everybody say, okay, this is what he can do.
I will say, Pella's hurt. He's dealing with the quad. Tyler's hurt. Terry Rozier. Drew Smith is kind of still on the mend from the Achilles, although he's been cleared. Doors opening up for Kasparos Jakaciūnas, at least in the preseason, to get a little looky-loo.
I think everybody's going to get a good look because Spo, besides maybe 5 or 6 guys, Spo doesn't know what roles everybody else going to play, right? And so I think now is the time for all those guys. Now, Jakaciūnas, I think he's going to be a backup point guard, but he turns the ball over too much.
I think a couple things that are goosies, and we do got to get to mixed bag here. Goran back at training camp with him, which my heart is full when Gogi's there. I mean,
like,
just
what are you doing,
just
dude?
I just love the guy. He's just the best. He's just the best. Teach him that iron shoulder, you know, because you know what they say happens in Boca, Leroy,
right?
Lessons. Goran Dragic, remote professor at FAU. He's here to teach your iron shoulder 101, Kasparis. Let's get to the mix bag. Well, speaking of the Heat, Eric Spoelstra, he's just like us. Yesterday, in the midst of a media session, he said that he's tired of something down here in South Florida. Here's what Spo had to say.
Eric, maybe not a lot of big national expectations from this team.
I know. Why are you here? Do you live down here or something? Go back to New York. We're tired of all the New Yorkers moving down here. I'm dead serious.
Wow.
That's a real one right there.
Well, he probably knows him really well. Because there was a lot of laughs and giggles.
Well, last from the other side, not Spo. Yeah. No. I really like, please.
I mean, we sent two New York teams home sad this week, sure past
did.
Weekend.
Sure did.
That's, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Tough week for all. Man, you know it's a tough week for New York when all they got is Knicks Media Day and Jackson Dart doing the whatever the hell that was.
Oh, he.
The intangibles.
Hey, let me tell you. No, that wasn't. He wasn't dancing like intangibles. Ain't no intangible dance like that. I'm wondering, sir. He shocked all the black people on this team. I ain't gonna lie.
Nafisa Collier, she and WNBA star. Did you see this yesterday, Leroy?
The comments after the yeah.
Well, the Lynx season came to an end, and
she didn't have the best record in the league too this year. I think they did.
You were probably right about that.
Yeah.
But she not too pleased with WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert. And she was out here saying the commish not saying the greatest things about her stars. Here's what Collier had to say.
This past February, I sat across from Kathy and asked how she planned to address the officiating issues in our league. Her response was, well, only the losers complain about the refs. I also asked how she planned to fix the fact that players like Caitlin, Angel, and Paige, who are clearly driving massive revenue for the league, are making so little for their first 4 years. Her response was, Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WNBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything. And in that same conversation, she told me, players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them. That's a mentality driving our league from the top. We go to battle every day to protect a shield that doesn't value us. The league believes it succeeds despite its players, not because of them.
Oof.
I mean, if that's accurate, right? They got some problems. Because if you think about the commissioner in every other sport, the main thing they talk about is promoting the players because they're the product, right? Every other, that's like, I guess, 101, commissioner rule 101, the players drive your revenue. And if you think that way, and you think the only reason why the league is great is because of what you're doing, that's going to be a tough one to get around. So now we got to run back to the commissioner, right?
Well,
and what I don't want to hear is, I think she misunderstood what I was saying.
She gave out a statement. She did. Yeah, she did a statement. I don't believe she copped anything. I think she said it was unfortunate that let me get the exact statement from.
Oh, so she's not going to even comment on it. She's going to comment on is I. Oh, here we go. Let me say it, because I've had this said to me before, and I almost lost my mind.
Commissioner,
I'm Engelbert, sorry you feel that way.
I have the utmost respect for Nafisa Collier and all the players in the WNBA. Together, we have worked tirelessly to transform this league. My focus remains on ensuring the bright future for the players and the WNBA, including collaborating on how we can continue to elevate the game. I am disheartened by how Nafisa characterized our conversations and league leadership, but even when our perspectives differ, my commitment to the players and to this work will not waver.
That is somebody write me something to say. You know what I'm saying? Come on, really? That's one of those things you could take that right there, that same script, and take it to any other head of a company who has a complaint about how they're running things and have them read that. It don't mean a word for it. It could be for Coca-Cola. It could be for Yahoo. It could be for the NFL. It could be for hockey. Right? It could be for basketball. Just read that line. So-and-so said this. Oh, it's unfortunate that I have, like, yeah, come on, man. Like, at some point, the players want to see that you're real, right? The players want to see that. Now, here's what I would say. Was she the only one in that room?
When they talked?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because If
but I saw a lot of players for Nafisa coming out, like Asia Wilson and Caitlin Clark and Paige Becker, like all of them. I don't think they're going to bat for her if they think she's lying or just
right. Correct. Like, correct.
They're not going to put their name to it, too.
And plus, depending on who says it,
right? Who
like,
has the
depending on who says it? Like, if the right person says it, and clearly, everybody in the league respects Nafisa, right? Everybody in the league respects her because the way they came out. Now, that being said, that means the commissioner got some work to do.
Oh yeah,
because if all the people who you say drive the revenue feel that way about you, you better make good by them quickly. Because guess what? Your boss and your bosses. What are we doing? Hey, excuse me. What are we doing?
Listen, no fan of her.
Did you say that?
I'm no fan of her. Get us the soul already, dude.
So it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because, to be honest with you, the last couple of years of the WNBA has kind of been must-watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like the drama, the series, the games have all been extremely entertaining. And it's a shame that this kind of puts kind of a black eye on all of it and you don't fully get to appreciate it because we're at the end of the season, right? So sure. It's unfortunate, but that man, you can't say, like, if that's true, like at that moment in time, you gotta lie.
Oof.
You gotta lie and say, no, I'm fully invested. We're gonna make this right. What do I need to do? And even if you're not gonna do nothing, right? Like, you can't go that.
We'll take a break. Back more to this.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.